The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two.
Sports, he says, man, this whole time I thought he was the K-State quarterback who got drafted by the Bucks. It's Josh Freeman.
Yeah.
Not all black guys are the same.
Not all Joshes are the same. Come on, guys.
Not all black guys named Josh are the same. Not all black quarterbacks named Josh are the same.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour? All over the place. Good stuff, though. And you should go check out podcastarena.com. You also missed that the Astros audiobook is out. It is very good. It's got some great highlights. It's got Charlie Palillo. It's the kind of thing that you're going to want to keep for years. You can go pick one up at HoustonSportsMap.com. There's a story on it. It tells you how to pick it up. There's also, you can go to GauMediaPublishing.com if you like. You can also just go to my Twitter feed because I tweeted out the link earlier. And basically, it's all over our social media. Any of our web pages has it. So it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, or tweet, put odds on it. Somebody asks, what are the odds you guys retire Keyboard Cat? We'll retire the text line before we retire Keyboard Cat, just so you know.
Keyboard Cat's a star around here.
So he says last time he threw a pass, the Aggies were in the Big 12. Is that true?
I think it was.
Yeah. I think that's correct. Yeah, Johnny Manziel was a freshman in college.
Yep.
So that's probably a dumb text, but Braxton Miller in at quarterback, what have you got to lose? I don't know that he was ever.
Braxton Miller, maybe he may be better than Josh Johnson right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. What are the odds Astros go and get Arrieta? I don't think so. I don't think they're looking to add starting pitching.
Unless they move McCullers to the bullpen.
Yeah.
Which I still think is a possibility if they don't find the right guys to fit in the bullpen.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that was the Missouri and Texas A&M had announced that they would be leaving the Big 12. Wow. But they were still in the Big 12 technically.
What are the odds Fred is ever going to agree with AJ on any subject matter?
We agree often.
We agree a lot. We disagree a lot. I don't even know what the hell that's about. All right. Oh, I've got my top 10 things to do in Houston from Culture Map.
Okay. Are we cultured?
Yeah, we're going to find out just how cultured we are. Here we go, guys. 10 things this weekend that are happening. How many would we attend? And this is written by Marcy DeLuna, who does this every week. We start off with the holiday shopping extravaganza.
No.
It's a signature holiday fundraising shopping event, the Nutcracker Market.
No.
Kicks off Thursday, November 9th and runs through November 12th at NRG Center. I'm going to go with a hard no. AJ, no. Jong?
No.
Okay.
No, that sounds horrible.
We know Jong's the most cultured, right? Ice skating spectacular. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, and Goofy set the stage for Reach for the Stars, presented by Disney on Ice at NRG Stadium. Royal sisters Anna and Elsa and snowman Olaf from Frozen. Rapunzel and her charming ally. Ariel and Sebastian from The Little Mermaid. I'm going to go with no.
That's a no for me.
I mean, maybe.
Really?
You're
really going to go to Disney on Ice?
No, I've been before. Teresa has nieces and nephews that go.
Okay, well, that doesn't count.
That's her sister's and brother's responsibility to take care of.
No, but we go with.
That's crazy.
I'm not giving you that one. because you're not saying I would go do this. Wine event. Chair Sean Beck and John Clutterbuck welcome guests to the 10th annual Iron, I guess it's Sommelier Wine Competition, showcasing hand-selected wines carefully curated by, I don't know if how to pronounce that, by 14 sommeliers or sommeliers or okay. Sommeliers. I don't know. It's still a no for me.
Yeah.
No.
All right. So far, we've got nothing. The Holiday Festival Magical Winter Lights returns for its third year. The 50-day festival at Gulf Greyhound Park boasts 7 theme sections with sparkling lights and colossal lanterns. I know you've gone to this before, so.
What is it?
The Magical Winter Lights thing. It used to be at Sam Houston. Now it's down at Gulf Greyhound.
Oh.
Yeah, you got tickets for that one, so you're going to have to go with a yes here.
I'm going to go with a no, because the difference between driving to Sam Houston Race Park and driving to Gulf Greyhound Park for me is like.
But we're talking about the event itself. You would go because you have. So you're getting a point there.
That's absurd.
You've gone before.
Yeah,
that's the whole point of this exercise.
Okay,
would you go?
Would you go to an Astros Yankees game?
Of course.
Would you go if it was in New York City?
Sure.
No, you wouldn't.
Not would I? Yeah, if I'm going to New York.
But you're not going to New York. I'm not going to Gulf Greyhound. That's forever away from
you
me.
You might be driving that direction and say, "Oh yeah, you know we should go. Family wants to go."
Whatever. Okay, give me a point then. But I can tell you now, I ain't going to that. I'd go if it was by my house.
The question is, would you go?
What
if it's by your house?
Am I not taking into account where it's at?
Not really.
That's crazy.
It's all Houston, technically.
That is not Houston. It's
close enough.
It's not.
Get in the car and drive. Get in the car and drive.
Says the guy who doesn't leave the loop.
Well, that's true. I do leave the loop to go to work. I'm going to Beaumont Friday.
Because you have to for work.
I don't have to. I could call in sick. John could go do it. All right. John, would you go?
No.
Really? You wouldn't go to that? That's actually kind of a cool thing. I wouldn't either, but.
It's too far.
It's too far. See?
Okay. Wait a minute. You're down by there. Your girlfriend lives down there.
Yeah.
It's too damn far.
Really? It's closer to that than it is to your job.
That's true.
Okay.
But I wouldn't go.
Friday, November 10th, comedian Trevor Noah, host of The Daily Show, gets back to his roots as a stand-up comic with a performance at Smart Financial Center in Sugarland.
Man, another one that's like, if it wasn't there.
If it wasn't there,
I
would go.
If it was at the improv?
And, well, yeah, or if it were, the problem is, the wife loves this guy. Yeah. So if she sees it, we're going.
Yeah, if that was at the improv, I'd be in. But it's in Sugarland, I think that's a no.
Plus, it's like $39 to $75 a person. I don't know if I'd pay $75 to see him. But she would, so it doesn't really
75 is a little high, but I would if it was lower, I would.
If it was lower and closer, we'd all, well, a $39 ticket's not much.
I mean,
all right, so if it's closer, we would all go?
Yeah, but it's not that far from the station. Like, it's
no, it's not.
15, 20 minutes from here. It's right off the freeway.
It's not even, you know what? It doesn't even take me that much longer to get to when we were doing games with the Skeeters. It didn't take me much longer to get there than it does here.
Yeah, it's right off the freeway.
The problem is once I go, if I go somewhere for entertainment after work, you have to assume there's going to be drinking involved.
Yep.
And then it, like,
and then you need an Uber.
What's my drive like?
Right. That's not an easy drive from there to your place.
No.
So it's not bad for me. So yeah, I'll go with a yes. That's my first point on the board. Hot Latin Tunes. I don't need to read the rest of that, do I?
I think we could go ahead and go past.
The 29th annual Ice Spectacular at the Galleria kicks off the holiday season with the lighting of a 55-foot tall Christmas tree adorned with 450,000 lights and 5,000 ornaments.
Is it inside the Galleria?
Yes.
Pass.
T-Soul semifinalist.
I don't go in there. Are you crazy?
Are you guys familiar with T-Soul?
No.
Semifinalist from season 12 of The Voice.
No.
Okay, so I think we're going to scratch that one off. Motown Grooves, two legends of Motown, The Temptations and The Four Tops, take the stage at the Arena Theater.
That sounds kind of cool, actually.
It does sound kind of cool.
I would be interested in that. I would be the only white person there for sure.
John would be the only Asian.
John, not even a question. Yeah. Maybe we should go together, John.
Okay.
If two grown men go see Motown together, is that gay?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Unless we're holding hands.
Yeah, well.
Well, unless you Charlie Sheen me.
Yeah. Sir, you're.
That's.
Oh, come on.
You're not a 13-year-old boy just because you look like one. Foodie fun. Head to the gourmet strolling event, the International Risotto Fest. Never mind. That's a no across the board. And finally, Imagine Dragons head to Toyota Center in support of their album Evolve.
I could see that.
Singer and songwriter Kay Flay opens for the band. I don't know Kay Flay.
My wife would be interested. What's the ticket price on that?
$29.50 to $150 per person. $29.50 is not
That's pretty
bad.
Reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, you can get decent seats up in that 400
I've heard
level.
They put on a pretty good show, too.
Yeah. And that's one where I can walk.
Like at this, my problem is now, like if I go to a concert, I'm only looking to go to concerts like where I might not be able to see these guys in 5 years. Like they might be dead. Yeah, I like to go watch those shows.
Yeah, I haven't really gone to many concerts lately. And it's kind of the same thing. It's like if I'm never going to see these guys again, like I still want to see Willie one more time before he kicks. But yeah, so I'm 2 out of 10 this week.
Okay,
that's probably a career high for me.
I don't know what I ended up with, but you.
I think I probably won.
You tried to force some onto me.
I think same two, Trevor Noah and
Imagine Dragons.
I'm just trying to force a little culture on us, man.
I would maybe do. I think I would have gone maybe 3.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Because of the Trevor Noah. Well, again, it's a little bit too far for me, I think. But Imagine Dragons and the Four Tops and the Temptations, I would be interested in those.
Yeah. I'm probably not as interested in that, but. Imagine Dragons, yes.
That's because you've got no soul.
Probably true.
I'm soulful, Fred.
Dustin wants to know, what are the odds Fred and AJ will express the views of Gal Media?
No.
No, we don't want to do that because that would be wrong of us.
That's not our responsibility.
No. Okay, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And you know what? If we did that, we'd probably have to find another job. And
yes.
I wonder where we would go.
Well, I'd go to my computer career. I don't know if you could make it, but you probably could. I mean, you're really bad with computers. You've broken many. You can't seem to get right with them. But it doesn't even matter. In my computer career, you don't need a computer background. You don't need a math background. Because it's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. They can start you no matter how little experience you have or how little skill you have with computers. Trenton, the former truck driver, started classes in July at my computer career. And 4 months later, Trenton has already started his IT career. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My computer career will get you trained for the high-demand field of IT. And you'll start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Class is starting up soon. What are you waiting for? Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu. Woke up, girl, Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today. I'm waking up to action dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number if you want to get in. What are the odds Wednesday? I heard the interns out there talk about how much they like Applebee's. And I just happen to have a story here.
Was this Trey?
It has to be Trey.
He was talking. Yeah, he was one of them. Pretty much all of them.
Hey, who likes Applebee's?
Is it because he likes Talladega Nights?
I don't know.
Probably. Applebee's has rats. I had this story for today. Chain restaurant employees shared the dishes you should never order. And I take this advice seriously from Bro Bible. One guy says, well, there's a bunch of Applebee's ones, but the very first one, it's been a while since I worked there, but don't get a bourbon steak from Applebee's. It's like black licorice tasting steak. It makes no sense. I'm convinced that every one of those I ever cooked was someone trying it for the first time. I remember one time we accidentally cooked an extra one. We offered it to a waitress to eat. She took one bite and immediately spit it out. She kept asking us all night, what did you guys put on it? She was convinced I'd put something nasty on it.
That's not good.
Now, here's a general one for you, and I think we all agree on this one. Never order a steak well done. It says, I guarantee you the chef will pick the oldest, bleepiest meat from the back of the shelf. A lot of cooks tend to undercook chicken, especially in burritos. Let's see. Worked at Denny's for years. Everything comes frozen. The gravy is powder stirred into boiling water. Ugh. Nacho meat microwaved. Let's see. Basically, if you're health conscious, don't eat at Cheesecake Factory. I think we all knew that.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
No.
It's called Cheesecake Factory.
Neither is the Bloomin' Onion at Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, no. That is delicious.
It is delicious, but he's talking about, I've seen people order that as an appetizer and eat it alone. It's something like 3,000 calories.
6,000 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah. Anything from Applebee's, from one guy, says it's all cooked in the microwave, never fresh.
Trey said he doesn't like Applebee's.
Oh, okay.
Trey really likes Chili's, which to me is like one step above
Applebee's. Yeah, he said he's a Chili's man.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of either. Also, basically at Fridays, anything vegetarian actually isn't. All the soups have meat or meat bases in them. Mm. Let's see. Worked at Taco Bell for way too long. Obviously, nothing is top of the line, but I never ate anything with beans or red sauce. They sit out, get all nasty and crusty, and then the workers just pour hot water in it. Used to work at Pizza Hut. I suggest ordering from anyone else. Don't order house-made chili or gumbo.
From anywhere?
Yeah, that's what it says. I'm sorry, but I don't make my own gumbo, so I'm going to have to get it somewhere.
Yeah, I got to get gumbo from somebody.
I've heard many chefs say not to order the fish on Monday as they get their last fish order of the week on Friday, and they don't get a new one until Tuesday. I've actually heard that with shrimp here. It's like there's a couple places I like to go. I can't eat fish or shrimp if it's not fresh. So if I know they're getting it on Tuesday, I'll go and eat there Tuesday, but I won't get it any other time. So, there's some other stuff in there, but it's worth checking out. It's on Bro Bible. 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze in a couple calls. Mark, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Well, I know what your take is on Texas Christian University versus Oklahoma. The money line is TCU plus 275. I think that's a pretty good deal. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's a horrible deal by any stretch. I think that they're definitely live in that game.
Last five meetings, all decided by a touchdown or less between these two teams. And I liked it a lot better when it was TCU plus 7.5. I think it's 6.5 now. And that,
yeah, I'd want to be on the right side of that number. Yeah. But
I'm not gonna fault you if you take a money line play on TCU here. I think TCU could win that game real easily. You know what's going to happen? This is how the Big 12 screws itself. You know what's going to happen? TCU's going to win this game. You have a TCU-OU rematch in the championship game. OU beats them, and no playoff.
Yeah. There's some big games in college football this weekend between that one and the Notre Dame-Miami game. I mean, there's these are playoff eliminating games.
Yeah, I think those are both playoff eliminators for the
Yeah, if you lose that game, you're out. So I'm pretty stoked for this weekend in college football.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked from a betting perspective, too, because I got a bunch of games I really, really like. Let's squeeze in another call. Taylor, go.
Yeah, I know Houston Astros just won the World Series and all, but I'm kind of confused on why nobody's talking about the Houston Dynamo. They're going to be playing in the Western Conference Finals. The first leg is in 2 weeks. I was wondering what you guys thought the odds were on the Houston Dynamo winning the MLS Cup.
You know who's talking about that?
Glenn Davis. Yeah, I can't. Don't ask me to talk about the Dynamo. I'll just be making up stuff, and I don't like that.
Glenn Davis does a great job discussing the Dynamo, and we'll have Glenn on before that. They don't play until, like, for a week and a half. There's, like, this long delay because of FIFA stuff. So we'll have Glenn on for a segment before they play Seattle. They did beat the number one seed, so there's that. But, yeah, I'd just be guessing. That's what we have Glenn for. Glenn is my soccer expert, my own personal soccer expert, damn it. Whenever I need a question, whenever I have a question, I call Glenn or my buddy Dwayne, and they always tell me. So Dwayne's probably listening, and he can give us the odds that he could tweet us the odds.
And you can tune into Soccer Matters in about an hour and 36 minutes.
Oh, it's on?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to put it on there.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, because I haven't seen Soccer Matters on here.
Yeah, he's running around doing interviews.
Okay. If you want to put him on now, we can just take the rest of the show off. I think we both kind of need a break after all that Astro stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we should just let Glenn do the rest of the show. Then that way he can answer the what are the odds question for our caller. I think that'd be good. Because I want to help the people. I want to give them what they want.
If people want more soccer, we'll give it to them.
Yeah. If you'd rather have Glenn, you know what? We'll call it a day right now. What do you think? Well, I guess we have to have Beth on.
Maybe we should run a poll.
Yeah,
let's do it. Would people rather hear us?
Or Soccer Matters. Or
Soccer Matters. For,
do we have to pay Glenn extra money for this? That would be my question.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Does Glenn want to do extra time?
Yeah. Does he really want to do the extra work?
Probably doesn't.
I don't know. He loves being on air. So, 713-780-ESPN. Man, I'm not going to mention the name of the player because I don't want to have to talk about his stupid father. But these UCLA idiots in China.
It's unreal.
I mean, how stupid do you have to be to go to a country like that and get your ass arrested for shoplifting?
I don't understand why you would do it.
And of all the countries, that's probably the second worst country to get, you know, arrested in. North Korea is probably the worst. But of all the countries, China.
Yeah, I would guess, like, Russia would be pretty hardcore, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really want to get arrested in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Or Egypt.
Or Iran. Did you say Iran?
Or Colombia. Yeah, Iran's up there.
New Zealand. It's a scary place.
Yeah, but New Zealand, I'm not scared because of prison. I'm scared of snakes and spiders.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. What if the snakes and spiders get in the prison?
That's true.
What if they swim over from Australia?
Oh, God.
832 said, I'm going to say Josh Jackson will be good and lead the Texans to the playoffs, so in the unlikely event that it happens, I could be the only person who can say I called it.
Did he call him Josh Jackson?
Yes.
Johnson.
I know. So you can't even be right now.
No.
That was the point.
Josh Jackson is a basketball player.
Yeah.
Probably be better than... Never mind. What are the odds Olaf has a better performance this weekend than Savage?
I would guess it's high. Very high.
Sommelier is how that's pronounced. I'm just getting caught up on text. The Secret Group is hosting a comedy festival next weekend, Thursday through Sunday, called Come and Take It. I would, is that next week? I will go to that because that's stumbling distance for me. I go to that place a lot. They actually, I'll give them a little, they do comedy shows on Sunday that are really good. Wednesday night they have like $2 comedy where you pay $2 and you get to hear a bunch of comics and then they have karaoke afterwards. I like that place.
My problem is basically what I do, is, like if I'm leaving my house to go do something, it's to eat. That's almost it.
Yeah, well, that's for me, it's eat or go have a few drinks. But
work.
Or work, yeah. But the cool thing is I'm so close to a bunch of neat places like that. Now, to be fair, I haven't been in like 2 months, mainly because October was a complete wash because of the Astros. I didn't do anything.
Right.
And I haven't really done much since the wife's been back either because we haven't done anything. So I will, you know what, I'm probably going to try to get to that if that's next weekend. What are the odds AJ and Eric Sandler will join up and travel to blog about food in Houston and Facebook Live it?
0.0. I don't work in a team when it comes to eating.
What are the odds that Jimbo Fisher goes to A&M? I've heard that they're going to make a huge offer to him.
Didn't Jimbo Fisher pass on LSU last year?
Yeah. But I don't know that LSU, I think if A&M were to throw him Nick Saban money, I bet he'd think about it. But if you were Jimbo Fisher,
wouldn't you have rather been at LSU than A&M?
Depends on, you know, it's about the dollars, man. If you pay me $2 million more a year.
Well, it's also,
especially in Texas.
Florida State football was in a little bit better of a spot than it was this time last year.
Yeah. So.
Florida State football's a mess right now.
Yeah. One more. Okay, one more call real quick. Sean. What's up, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
Hey, sports to you. Hey, I almost drove off the road. Did I hear it right? Did somebody call in and want to know why a week removed from the World Series in the middle of football season, in the beginning of basketball season, why you're not talking about soccer?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I literally almost hit a car head on when I heard that.
I think he's new to the show. Listen, I don't want to crap on the Dynamo. It's not what I'm looking to do. I know there's people in this town who are into it. But if you ask me to sit here and break down the Dynamo game, I can't because I didn't watch the Dynamo game. And honestly, what are they in the Western Conference Finals now?
Yes.
I won't watch that game. Who are they playing against? I don't even know.
Seattle.
Okay.
They beat the Portland Timbers.
Okay. Well, listen.
Now we're in Portland when we had the Dynamo.
To a Portland Timbers game. Yeah.
They took us there, and
it was cool. It was a cool event, but I just am
plus
not,
we got the party in Portland.
I'm just not a soccer guy, and it's you know, I hope that I hope the franchise does well. You know, there's a lot of good things come out of having that team here, including that stadium, which is very nice to have. But yeah, it's just not my thing. I don't understand all of it. I'm stupid.
Well,
I don't know a lot about sports. Just trying to get by on the sports that I know a little bit about.
I like it, but I don't see. Honestly, I'm not sure how stoked Dynamo fan is right now. There's just too much other stuff going on. But you can bet on all of it and get some holiday cash. You need it, and I know where to get it. My bookie. It's a place to secure some serious cash on your sports betting. Believe it or not, holidays are just around the corner, and while that means plenty of parties, gifts, and spending, also means there's lots of football, basketball, and hockey, horse racing. You can score big on every day. Man up and play like the pros on game day. You can play the money line, side, or total. There's games tonight in college football if you want to get in on that. And MyBookie will hook you up for all your betting needs. Super fast payouts when you win. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. This is the only site I use now. That's why you got to go to MyBookie.ag. And I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out yourself. Odds on every matchup and a mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. And the best part is they will pay you off when you win the fastest in the business. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate your offer. That's promo code FRED. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I love it when people just make stuff up. This guy's replying to me because I tweeted out about the audiobooks. Memories that you guys on The Blitz were calling done after Game 5 versus Yanks. How do you expect the fans to buy this after y'all bashed them so hard? Just saying. Dude, you're just making crap up. That's not even... You know what? You're another one. Go tell your parents they should have worn a condom. I mean, that's not even close to being true. Both said they would win Game 6, and that Game 7 would be tough because they'd have to cobble together pitchers, and the Yanks would have an advantage, but I said I thought they'd win. So, God. Sometimes people are just... I wonder about the future of our society when I'm gone, if people like that are running it or have anything to do with anything. What are the odds Beth would rather do the show with Glenn Davis and she would try to convince him?
Oh, she'd much prefer that.
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't? Every woman would.
Would you rather talk to us about sex or someone who looks like Glenn Davis?
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Boy, I'm always amazed by – I'm amazed at people. I really am. Drunk Bevo says, if you start talking fringe sports, then I think we should start a pro wrestling segment. That you know what? There's a wrestling show on the network you can listen to.
Yes.
Just like there's a soccer show on this channel you can listen to. We got you covered. You're good. Goodness gracious. Y'all both said Dodgers gonna win Game 7. Y'all just haters. It's exactly how you texted that. Gonna win Game 7.
I thought the Dodgers would win Game 7. I was also happy they didn't.
No, I said I thought the Astros would get to Sabathia and hopefully they'd call it.
Oh, I think you're talking about the Dodgers.
Dodgers, yeah. I thought the Dodgers had the advantage in Game 7, no question.
But, I mean, so predicting the wrong thing makes you a hater?
Apparently.
What a douchebag take that is.
Yeah.
Like, if we pick the local Houston team every single week, that would make you happy.
By the way, dude, if you're texting me with gonna win Game 7.
Astros will go 162-0 next year. They're gonna
go 162-0.
They're gonna. How am
gonna.
I, well.
Y'all both said Dodgers gonna win Game 7. Y'all
also,
just haters.
Because I don't want to be a hater, Texans will beat the Rams this weekend. No doubt. And
so you're saying they're going to cover the spread?
Yes.
Because they're going to win outright?
Yeah. They're going to finish 11-5 and win the Super Bowl. Because I don't want to be a hater. God forbid I just tell you what I actually think.
Gonna. My goodness. Look, I think 713 sums it up perfectly. What are the odds of parents actually wore a condom and it broke, thus the ignorant text? I think that's it. Does it make you kind of hope the trolls are texting and driving? Yes, only if they run into something on their own and don't hit another person. Like, I don't know, I'll just throw something out here. Like, you're going over the Trinity River Bridge, and they're texting, and whoops, accidentally took a right-hand turn. Didn't hurt anybody else.
Yeah.
What are the odds an undefeated Wisconsin team gets left out of the playoff?
I don't think that'll happen, but I don't think there's going to be an undefeated Wisconsin team. I think it'd be tough to keep them out.
Yeah.
But their schedule is favorable. They haven't had much resistance, and that's not their fault necessarily, although, you know, their non-conference scheduling is on them, and the best team they scheduled non-conference was BYU.
Yeah. That was supposed to be a better game.
Yeah. But I tend to, if all else is equal, I tend to punish these teams who play weak non-conference schedules, and Wisconsin definitely falls into that category.
But if they go undefeated, they're going to have a win over a pretty decent.
They'll have beat program. Michigan State, Ohio State, or Penn State in the title game. They'll have beat Michigan. They'll have beat Iowa. Right now, their schedule is trash. They haven't really done anything. I've said this last week, their best win is Northwestern. But if they win out, there's two more quality regular season wins, and a quality Big Ten championship win. I think they get in.
Ha ha, you hate being called out for being wrong. No.
No, I don't.
You know what? Especially doing gambling, you're going to be wrong a lot. You get used to it. We also get a lot of stuff right. But that's not being called out, by the way. That's somebody who's making something up. And again, you're another one. Please, just take a right-hand turn off the causeway or the Hartman Bridge, wherever you are. As long as you're over a body of water and you won't survive the fall. Just honestly, you offer nothing as a human being. Well, what is up with people?
I don't know.
It's so funny. You guys should be celebrating the fact that your team won. You should be happy about that. Everybody should be walking around with a giant boner. Instead, you're being little bitches. I don't get it. Actually, I do get it. It's because you've never accomplished anything in your life and you never will, so this is how you do it. It's like, oh, I'm going to be made fun of on the radio. I've done something in my life. Woo! You can die now. Let's, we got time for a call?
Sure.
Is that Imran or Imran? Which one is it?
Imran.
Okay, Imran, what's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to know, what are the odds that the Texans will win more than one game for the rest of the season, this season?
Man, it's tough. I think they'll win. They might win one more. They might win two more. I don't know.
I think I'm going to give them 3 more wins. I'm going to give them 6-10. I think they're going to figure out enough defensively to win. Because some of these teams they're playing are going to have crappy backup quarterbacks too down the stretch.
Yeah.
So I think they scratch out a 3-5 second half.
But also keep in mind, they just lost to one of those teams that has a backup quarterback and is pretty bad all around. And that was at home. I don't know if I can give them 3 more wins. I can see them eking out 1 or 2. We talked about this the other day. I think there's one game left that they'll be favored in. Maybe they'll be favored home against the 49ers. Maybe. Every other game they've got, unless, you know, from now until then, a quarterback gets injured. And it may even take more than just a quarterback getting injured. And it depends on who their backup is. They'll be an underdog. Mm. They'll be an underdog at home versus the Cardinals a week from Sunday. And the Cardinals are playing with a backup quarterback. He's just not Tom Savage.
Right, right. Well, and I think the guy has to be better, right?
Well, better than what he did?
Yeah, I think he has to
be. He
threw
a touchdown, Fred. What are you talking about?
No, I think, and, well, I hope he can, because if he can't be better, he won't be playing. You'll see T.J. Yates. There's no way you're going to have it. And
by the way, T.J. Yates is just Tom Savage in a different uniform.
You know what, though? You know,
they just have different jersey numbers.
You know what T.J. Yates has done, though? He's won games in this league.
That's true.
And, yeah, I don't, to me, you're not going to win with your offense. Your defense is going to have to be good. At 713, you did say the Astros had a 13% chance to win. I was being a smartass because the whole point of the show was how we all had this negative feeling, right? I mean, that was the whole point of the show. But, yes, I did say that.
Well,
so
that's what people focus on. That's fine. Yeah. Because that's some petty nonsense.
That's okay.
I admit that, yes, I thought the Dodgers would win Game 7. But who cares if I thought that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would get. You know what? A lot more people thought the Dodgers would win than thought the Astros would win. Mm. You know how you know? You could check the Vegas line. It's just the reality. But the Astros did it, so who cares?
Yeah, honestly, man.
But if that opinion keeps you from buying a book about the Astros season, okay. That's cool, I guess. All right, guys. November, it's Movember. November's the month we raise awareness for general male wellness issues such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer. It's the perfect time to get your general wellness check at Man Centers. And if you're having any kind of issues, like it's taking you a little longer than normal to get started peeing, or you're waking up in the middle of the night, or you're dribbling a little bit after you're done, Man Centers can figure out what's going on and how to fix it. The Man Center staff is... they're experts in male urology. Women have OBGYNs. Men have Man Centers. And Man Centers has extended their great offer through November. Free full male wellness checkup to all new patients. That's over $150 in value. You've got no excuse. go in there and get yourself checked out. You men, we owe it to our families, we owe it to ourselves to stay healthy, and there's nothing that can keep us healthier than a free male wellness checkup. Any of the three locations, Houston at I-10 and Campbell, Pearland right off Highway 288, and Tomball on Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment now. It's Mancenters. Better lives start here.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to the ESPN975.com and find out. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field. Play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coastal Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975. A couple things. First off, Rob on Twitter says, stop reading idiot texters over the air. No, Rob. If I want to read idiot texters over the air so I can make fun of them, I'm going to do it. There's people who get mad because we talk about the idiots. Every now and then, I like to let you guys know what kind of idiots are out there and then make fun of them. It's funny to me. Okay? I actually enjoy it sometimes.
Funny like a clown?
Yeah, like a clown.
Ha-ha.
Every now and then, I like to just be able to tee off on somebody because I find it amusing. Some people do, some people don't. But no, do I really want them to drive off the... No, of course not. I'm just having fun. Just like they're, you know, they're being dickweeds to try to get attention. So I like to give it to them every now and then. It makes their life complete. A32 says, Fred, I haven't heard you talk too much about running lately. Are you still catching a few 10Ks? I'd gotten right back into a good spot right before the damn World Series. And then... it won't take me long to get back. I'm doing the 12K at Christmas in December, and I'm doing a 10K at the 1st of December. So I'm back in training now, so I'll be ready for those. So. What are the odds Connor steps in for Frankie Edgar to fight Max? Or who do you think they will find?
Well, I don't think that'll happen.
I thought they said Connor was going to fight in December.
Yeah, I don't think Connor's looking to fight Max Holloway, but... The problem is there's not really a good replacement for Frankie Edgar at this point. I mean, you're getting into a – I think Frankie Edgar was a really bad matchup stylistically for Max Holloway. I think what he'll get now is an easier fight, which may not be the worst thing in the world for a guy who's a newly crowned champion. But yeah, I don't know who the replacement will be right offhand. I doubt very, very highly it would be Conor McGregor, though.
Chase asks, is it bad that I don't want the Texans to win another game so they will have a last-place schedule next season? Yeah, because that really only matters for three games. The last-place schedule, it affects three games on your schedule. And you're not going to have to play the Patriots because you're not going to be in first. So that's okay. And then half the time, I mean, who knows? If the Broncos wind up... Well, the Broncos won't be last. It'll be the Chargers. But I can see the Broncos being third, and they may be really good again next year. So, yeah, I would root for a few wins here and there. You know what? I forgot to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, this is an awful, awful idea for a lot of reasons. Because I could see where this would go. Here's your headline. Wage the ultimate office war with this infrared mini crossbow that shoots toothpicks.
Don't do this.
No, do not buy this. It shoots toothpicks up to 45 feet with a laser sighting. Do not go to the company Uncommon Carry, because apparently they specialize in tiny toy crossbows. And the Ghost Hunter one comes with an infrared light to keep your toothpick firing game as accurate as possible.
Jeez.
Handmade stainless steel contraption can
fire
toothpicks 10 to 15 meters. It is available for $80.
All right.
So don't go to that. Do not buy that. And do not take it to your office and shoot someone's eye out with it. That'd be a terrible idea. Or shoot someone in the butt. Don't do that. I think this is a horrible idea.
Yeah. This is just going to piss off your coworkers. It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a good way to get someone fought.
And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. I was just looking at the schedule upcoming for the UFC, and that fight's supposed to happen December 2nd. And Brian Ortega, who is, I think, number 4 in the rankings, is scheduled to fight December 9th, 1 week later, against Cub Swanson, a guy that Max Holloway already beat. And Brian Ortega's 12-0. That could easily be the fight that they make. They may just decide to give him that shot, which would be disappointing for Frankie Edgar, but it happens. You get hurt, bleep happens.
JRPS, did you already talk about the 30 for 30 on Ric Flair? I have not seen it yet. I know you talked about it yesterday because you have seen it, but I have not seen it yet.
Sorry, Fred. You haven't seen it. Fred doesn't get the advanced copies. He's not famous enough. You know, his management.
It's because I'm not nice to ESPN. That's why.
I guess.
They don't like me.
I guess. I don't know how I got that. I also got a movie about the Million Dollar Man, and he was supposed to come on our show, but he was supposed to come on our show when the World Series was happening, and it was like the day they wanted to schedule him was the day of Game 7, and I was just like, honestly, we can't have the freaking Million Dollar Man on while we've got a Game 7 in our town tonight, or we just can't do it.
I don't like when you say y'all. It makes it sound like you're talking about all the listeners. The only time I ever say y'all is when I'm reading your text. That's it. I never use that word. But y'all use it a lot.
All right, guys. Got to tip at Allied Outdoor Solutions. Listen, you want to renovate a faded pool deck or a grayed-out patio? You can do it with Carvestone Overlay from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Carvestone will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. Trowel hand carved, custom colored for your home. It's going to look great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If you currently got a blank slate in the backyard, Allied will build it from the ground up. They can help you with residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Their Best Picks report certified each of the last 5 years. This is a company you want to work with, guys. Get a Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
In the night, I hear you talk, cold stone.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.